My memories are building blocks in my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. My memories are building blocks in my life. All the things that I think about, all the things that I remember, all the experiences that I have in my life are experiences that I have enjoyed for a long time, are experiences that I have allowed to be aware inside of me. And these experiences are things that happened to me. These experiences are things that didn't happen to me. These are things that I worried about. These are things that I saw happen, and these are things that I worried about, and I never saw happen. Because the things that we worry about and never see happen can be just as impressive to us as the things that we see happen in our life. Because we have memories of the experiences, we anticipate going out to an event. And when we anticipate going out to an event, we anticipate going out to an event with our family members. And so we anticipate going out and taking our wife and our children, our husband, our family of all sorts, to going to a wedding. And so we're going to go to this wedding. And the wedding is something very special. It's our relative, and so we're going to go, and we're taking part in it. We're being the best man, or we bring the bridesmaid, or we are being the special people in the wedding, a ring bearer or flower bearer. We're being all these parts of the wedding. And so we're all set up. We got all of our pretty clothes on. We're all ready for a very exciting adventure. And we get in the car and we go to the wedding. And we get there, and what happens? But the bride doesn't show up. The bride doesn't show up. The bride came down with the flu, and she couldn't come to her own wedding. And there she was in bed, and no one was allowed to go around her because she was so contagious. And here we were all dressed up in our pretty wedding clothes with no place to go. And the wedding reception was all established, and all the meals were paid for, and everything was ready, and the people were all there, but there was no wedding. And you know what they did? They decided to have the wedding reception anyhow, regardless that the bride couldn't be there. And what they did was they had the bride and the groom get married over the telephone. Well, what an interesting situation. How totally different. We never heard of such a thing in our life. And we thought, wow, that is something. That became some experience that was just unbelievable. And the wedding reception was just great. And so the bridesmaid all stood in for the bride. And they all toasted the groom and told the groom how wonderful he was and so forth. But what an interesting experience. You'd think that they would wait, but no, they had everything planned. All of the things were ready. All the things were paid for. All the things were done. The people were all there. They'd all come for this very special arrangement. So they had it anyhow. Well, that's a memory that I have in my mind that I will never forget. It's not a bad memory. It's just a different memory. Just something unique and something very special. Most of the memories in my mind are unique and special in just that way. They are memories of things that happened in a very unique way. And some are things that didn't even happen. But they're memories, and they're the building blocks of my life. And when I make all these memories into happy memories, into happy building blocks of my life, then I am doing something very, very special, very, very wonderful, because it's all by my choice. I have the choice of making it into something very special or making it into something very sad. Oh, I could have been so upset that we got all dressed up and all set for the wedding, and then the bride didn't come. And regardless that she was sick, regardless that she couldn't get out of bed, regardless that she had the flu, regardless that the doctor said she could not contact anybody, she could not be with anybody, she was just too serious. And that would pass in a day or so. And then she'd be all set. But meanwhile, the day of the wedding came and went. And with it, all of that excitement. Now, was it more important for the bride to be at her wedding or to have the wedding? Was it more important to consider all the people who came out for the wedding and to consider all the places that were prepared for the reception and the other great things they're going to take at the wedding, and to think about them and to go along with them? Or would you just sort of cancel everything? Well, now, a lot of times people cancel everything. They cancel everything, even in a situation where the bride and groom definitely want to get married, but one was unable to be there for whatever reason. So, they don't hold the event. They hold off on the event. They wait until later, until another time. And yet, if they had gotten married, even when one of them wasn't present, they would have that as a memory very special in their life, too. And very wonderful. And, of course, they took motion pictures of it. They had the video camera going there, taking videos of all the things that were going on. So the bride was able to see it, even though she was not able to be there. And what an interesting experience. Many memories that we have are our happy memories. Many memories we have are our sad memories. And we have the opportunity right now to sort of clean house. We can go through all of our memories, and we can make them all into happy memories. We can look at all the experiences that we had, all the experiences that we would ever like to have. We remember the experience where we came home one evening, and as we were coming into the house, Mother was carrying a basket of flowers. She'd picked them up at the florist and was going to make the house all beautiful for friends who were coming over to visit for the evening. And she had these flowers so carefully in her arms. And as she walked up the front steps to the house, she tripped. And the basket fell. And the flowers were strewn everywhere. Flowers in the garden. Flowers in the lawn, flowers on the steps, flowers, some still in the basket, but everything was just a scattered mess. And Mother looked at it as she sat there, and she laughed. And she laughed, and she said, "Isn't this the silliest thing that you could ever imagine? Here are all these flowers that I was going to make so pretty, all everywhere." And of course, the family, we gathered around her and we said, "Mom, what was? Oh my goodness." And gently, with such reverence, we picked up all the flowers and we grouped them just like they had been and we put them back in Mother's basket. And Mother sat there watching us and she said to herself, "What a lovely family I have. Now each one of you is putting so much love into these flowers that I am going to have for our guest tonight. Oh, how fortunate, how wonderful." Well, we all got the flowers back in the basket. And then we said, "Mom, let me take your hand." So we gave Mom a hand, and she stood up, and she said, "All right, no damage done." And she took the basket of flowers and went in the house. Well, she sat down for a moment to sort of catch her breath. And then she said, "You know, I'm going to let you all decide where the flowers should be. I'm going in the kitchen and prepare some refreshments for our guests." So she went in the kitchen and prepared some refreshments. And now we all had the job that she was going to do, of preparing the flowers to put around the house to make them all look so beautiful. Well, we did just that. Each one of us had an idea of how we'd like to see the flowers. And each one of us got out a vase, we got out a dish, we got out a glass, we got out something to contain the flowers. And we had flowers here and flowers there and flowers everywhere. We had flowers in every nook and cranny. No matter where you looked, you saw flowers. Not a lot of them, but you saw flowers. And we were so proud of ourselves. And Mother came in the room, and she looked at the flowers, and she says, "My goodness sakes, I hadn't planned on doing that, but that's beautiful. That's gorgeous." We all held our breath while Mother looked, and then when she finally says, "That's beautiful, that's gorgeous," we just all gave out a big, deep breath. We did it right. We did it right. Oh, yes. Memories are the building blocks of life. And I make all my memories into happy memories. I have the choice of making the memories whatever I want them to be. I have the choice of making the memories into something beautiful, something glorious, something wonderful. Or I have the choice of making the memories into something sad. But I choose always to make the memories into something glad, because that is who I am. And that's what my life is all about. My life is all about making memories something that is very happy and very good. That's my choice. That's my way of looking at life. That's my way of handling everything I do. They are the building blocks in my life. And because they are the building blocks, I make sure that they're very good building blocks. Very happy building blocks and very meaningful building blocks. We each can do this. We each can make the memories of our life something very fantasy. We can remember Mother spilling the basket of flowers and saying, "Oh!" and feeling so sad and feeling so sorry and feeling so unhappy. And then we move on to the next saga. Mother says, "Well, what about that?" And then I look to the next saga, each one of us picking up the flowers with such tenderness and such love because we didn't want to further bruise the flowers. And then how we all went into the house and spread them around with all our love. And our mother came in shocked where we put them and the type of containers we had to hold the flowers. And she said, "Oh, that's my family. That's my family." All so creative, so wonderful. And I personally am going to make the building blocks of my life, the memories in my life that are my building blocks, into the most happy, joyous, beautiful experiences that I could ever imagine. That's my choice. And it's my choice to really know and be it right now. Well, you all have a wonderful day. And remember, I love you, I love you, I love you.